Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 35 for September 19th, 2009.
Sarah and Gamora.
All there. My name's Sarah Lane, and well, I'm just sitting here. Thought I might do a little show called This Week in Fun. Why? Because it's fun. But I can't do it alone. No, sir. Had to have my friend Martin Sargent join me. Hey, Marty.
Hey, Sarah.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So, what's new? We just thought we'd sit here and.
I had a horrible week.
You did?
Horrible.
Oh,
I'm
no.
not even going to go into. All the things that went wrong this week.
I might need
because
a popover for
this. This show is about fun, and my week was the antithesis of fun.
Well, what the hell happened?
Now, I don't even want to talk about it.
You don't?
No.
All right.
I mean, it's already been a bad year, and this week, it was the feces-covered cherry on this awful Sunday.
Oh, God, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
You've had some bad days this year.
I know.
Well, you did Cranky Geeks a couple days ago.
I did Cranky Geeks. That was a lot of fun over with the Johnny C. Dvorak. What a guy.
Isn't he something?
He's really sharp.
You know, he comes across as so old and crotchy, you think he's just going to sort of drool on himself.
He's
and
wonderful.
He's really smart.
We had quite a time with
very weird.
That David Spark was on there.
What's he do, that David?
He's a social networking guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he does. He's a social network
expert.
About social
networking.
There's a few of us.
Uh-huh. I don't understand how social networking experts only have like 2,000 followers on Twitter, but... No, he's a sharp guy, too. So that was a lot of fun. Thank you to John Cedar.
You were also on the dig reel for Vision 3.
I did that.
You've kind of been all over the place.
I've been working.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, you have any idea how much money you get for being on Cranky Geeks?
How much?
I'm not going to say, but it's a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how long until you need to start worrying? Like, a couple years?
It's a lot. Actually, it's negative because you got to pay for cab fare.
Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah. Also, it's the money that you put. Yeah. I was kind of pleasantly surprised. I thought maybe I can get all Sarah Lane on Cranky Geeks one of these days.
Shut up. You don't need any money.
I do so.
Oh, jeez.
But you're right. I am lucky to be employed.
Yeah.
I really don't understand why you're not employed.
I don't either.
I mean,
I'm very employed. I'm a visionary.
You're a visionary. I mean, you're my friend, but I don't think that I'm being biased when I say that you're very smart. You're very well-read. I mean, you're kind of a jackass, but everybody knows that.
No.
Deep down inside, you're a Cornell grad.
Summa cum laude.
Yeah, whatever
Phi
that means.
Phi Beta Kappa. Summa cum laude is Latin for with highest honors.
Oh.
Summa, like summit.
Oh, so magna is with high.
Cum,
summa is the
cum
highest.
Cum is with. Like cum with me.
Like kumbaya. No.
Laude is like, you know.
Let's get loud. That-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what the heck are we going to do on this show? We fired
up
some cameras.
We're not
sitting
gonna do.
Here.
I'll tell you what we're not going to do. We're not going to do it like Laporte does on all these other shows on the Twit Network.
So old and tired,
you know? I don't
know
how people put up with it all week long.
It's the incessant.
Oh,
the,
it's so techy. I mean, those other shows on this network.
Something's made of metal. Let's talk about it.
That's all they talk about is the defragging. And the kernel updating and the partitioning of the hard drives. And I, for one, just get sick of it by the time Friday rolls around.
You know, you want to talk about DLLs? I'm not home.
No, I am. I'm not down with the DLL. Let's keep DLLs on the DL, as far as I'm concerned.
I like that.
Yeah.
Might be the name
but
of
this
our show.
This is all fun.
This show's Look at
this
us.
This is fun. I've been defragging all week, and I, for one, am so sick of it. I mean, let's leave that crap to Steve Gibson and his security boosting show.
Amen. Oh, by the way, I accidentally logged in as unfriend feed as Leo. Think of the damage I could do. He did that with me the other day, though. He used my account to promote Twit that I was not invited to.
We're at like a little birthday party at our friend Mauricio Bolvanera's house the other day, and David Prager, founder of Revision 3, was there. I used to work for Revision 3 until I was laid off.
Yeah, I was too the same day. Not that we really think about things like that, but
no one's bitter about it.
There.
So Prager was at the party, and I had thought that he had left his Twitter open, and I was going to go onto the Twitter and tweet out to all of his followers, like, Revision 3 has gone bankrupt. And we're shutting down. Can you imagine? It would have been so funny.
Because from Prager, you know, he's not. So I wouldn't call that much of a, like, you know, internet jokester normally.
Like damage control and everything. I mean, people like louder back then, he would have been pissed at me.
Prager would have been pissed. You know, Prager gets when he gets pissed, he gets all red in the face.
Ooh.
I don't want you to do that. Why did I do that? Do that to you. That's my Prager.
I love the stories this week that we're going to be talking about.
You know
it's
what?
About time.
Usually we have a bunch of crap stories that we just stumble through for an hour and a half. This week, I like them.
It's like cleaning a fish tank, trying to find stories most weeks.
And it stinks.
It does. It's disgusting.
It's been festering too long.
But man, I reeled in some trophy bass this week. This first story, for example, I think it's this reminds me of the Prager thing that I was just talking about, in fact, about how he left his Twitter open or Leo, you know,
left his friend feed room open.
So this burglar, a footpad, if you will, he busted into somebody's house and stole two diamond rings out of the woman's bedroom.
Yikes.
To the tune of like $3,500. They were, you know,
I mean, it's
okay. You know, decent rings, you know.
While he's in there,
apparently he's addicted to the internet like so many of us are. So he just has to check his Facebook account while he's ripping the lady off.
Maybe that nice girl from high school has accepted him as a friend.
And he forgets to log out. So of course this lady sees that her stuff has been missing and has been broken in. She's like, "Well, who is this person?" It's like the goalie. Who's been sleeping in my bed? It's like that kind of thing for the modern age.
And actually, she knows exactly who because he left his Facebook profile up.
Everything was right there. I wonder
if he's one of those idiots who like gives his, you know, phone number and address and everything.
We were talking last week about the kid, Stefan. Remember Stefan from Cleveland? S-T-P.
P-H-F-O-N
Stefan, who ripped off some lady, robbed them, and then went back to ask her out.
Well, because he was so smitten. That's what love is. That's how love happens.
These are not smart. There are these criminals in the age of internet are embarrassing.
They're not smart.
No,
they're not thinking things through.
Have you ever like stayed logged in to
Yes,
like one
Leo
of these things, but like that's not that big of a deal.
No,
but where something
where it could be really
something really bad happened.
I'm pretty good about. First of all, I am very rarely logging in anywhere besides my home and my work computer, and those like are on like crazy lockdown password stuff because I don't know. I guess I have a lot to hide, and I'm really paranoid. But yeah, I mean, if I was going to go to an internet cafe or a library or something, I'm pretty good about logging out. I understand how the internet works. But I have opened up public computer. Remember at Tech TV, we were all using like the same 10 computers. They were sort of like, what do they call them?
Hoteling computers.
Hoteling stations, they called them. You would just sit down at one and use whatever.
People would always forget to log
out.
Always.
And, you know, emails would be sent.
Yes.
HR would be upset.
Yes.
And then the person would have to say, you know, that wasn't me. I'm so sorry. I think Prager got screwed on that a couple times, as I recall. And he got pissed.
I remember there was somebody that we worked with at Revision 3. This is sort of a little different thing, but he had been watching, you know, some dancing girls on his computer the night before.
What?
you know, some like AsianSluts.com kind of site.
Like porn.
Porn.
Straight up
hardcore.
Porn. Hardcore. Hardcore porn.
And he like went to get some lunch or something. Somehow it triggered.
Oh, by the way, you don't have to say who this is because it's so obvious who it is.
But back when we first started working there, there were no cubes or anything. There was no protection. And like we all sat at this table and right in back of us in plain view was the HR guy.
Yeah. Just sitting there. Moron.
Well, this friend of ours was mortified.
Mortified and also stupid. He's the kind of person.
No, it was not Roger Chang.
It was not Roger Chang.
I see people saying that, and that is racist that you would even think that.
Well, yeah, just because Roger Chang is Chinese does not mean that he likes Asian porn. He might. I don't talk to him about that stuff. We cannot make assumptions of that nature.
I know for a fact Roger is sexless. He does not.
No, he had a girlfriend for a while.
Oh, yeah, in Australia.
Well, it was a girl. They saw each other. Once, maybe twice. I don't know. I don't want to think about that.
I hope he meets a nice girl. If you think you know who it is, write to us at martin@twit.tv. Twit.tv. Maybe the first person who gets it correct will.
It's really like glaringly obvious. But he's probably watching, by the way.
Something.
Hi, nameless person we used to work with at Revision 3.
No, I think they'd be all over my IM right now if they're watching.
So, the burglar leaving his Facebook page open. It's unfortunate, but I guess that's, karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
You know?
Now that we're already getting sort of talking the sexy talk, I almost want to get into the bananas for sex cult story.
Oh, let's get into it.
Next, yeah.
Let's get into it.
This is fascinating. You know, I love other religions, and I'm sort of a, comparative religions, and the study of religion was one of my passions in when I was an academic. So I love reading about these types of
things. You don't even know the difference between a pastor and a preacher.
No, we went through this last week. And you're
well, I don't know what kind of an expert you are. You can't even tell me the difference between a pastor and a preacher.
I went through the whole etymology.
Why don't they just call it a preacher if they're both preaching the gospel?
Listen to last week's show if you want to know the difference between a pastor and a preacher.
You
okay.
Actually, answer me.
So there's this tribe in Papua New Guinea. And they've sort of been taken in by the leader of what they're calling a sex cult, who promised the villagers a bumper banana harvest if they engaged in public sex.
Oh, interesting.
This guy's a genius.
Would you say genius? That wasn't the word I was looking
for. I want to use this. You think that would work in this country? Like, hey, girl, I got a bunch of bananas in the trunk.
If you just maybe take it off, you can have one of them. Maybe
all you
got
to do is, get on the hood of the truck with me.
Well, they do things a little different over in Papua. I think it's actually the island has had its share of tragedy.
Been going on for 4 months. You think they would know after, like, months and the bananas weren't coming in any stronger.
It's like the local scam artist, saying like, give me a few dollars and I'll do. It's like, where are my bananas? I have been having sex with you for 3 months and I have yet to see a single banana.
These bananas are scrawny.
Now he's on the lam.
I've always thought that I would make a damn fine cult leader.
What would you try to get people to, what's your thing?
Money, sex, drugs.
Did the usual.
See, I'd be really good at this.
Charles Manson did that too, It did not work out.
He screwed it all up.
Well, he's a nutcase.
He screwed it all up.
He's a crazy person. Yeah.
See, I'm not crazy, though.
The swastika in the forehead didn't help his case either.
No.
I don't know what that was about, really.
If one of those Manson girls just got paroled finally.
Patricia Krenwinkel.
They're both really sick.
Susan Atkins has brain cancer.
Yeah,
and they said, you don't get parole. Not you. You're too bad of a person. I actually know a lot about the Manson murders and trials.
Did you ever read Helter Skelter?
Totally did. Old Vinny. Good book.
Yeah.
Really good book. He's always doing like the MSNBC specials too.
I cited that book in my thesis at college, actually.
Did you?
You'll have to read that.
Maybe
I
should.
I'm not going to get into the whole thing.
Was it about serial killers?
No. It was about this 19th century obscure text called The Quaker City or The Monks of Munkhall, written by a guy named
Helter Skelter somehow worked
George
out.
Lepard. There was a character in there named devil bug, who was sort of the Manson of the 19th century urban space.
See, anyway, he's not stupid. He is smart when he wants to be.
Well, I've done a lot of book learning. But you know what I never actually got into too much?
What?
And this is coming from a dungeon master? Lord of the Rings.
Well, that's... Have you watched the movies?
Parts. So, I don't know, we're going to lose viewers if I say that.
What are the names of the three movies in the trilogy? Let's see.
Oh, come on. Lord of the Rings, the two...
No. It's all Lord of the Rings.
Fellowship of the Ring.
Second.
The Twin Towers.
No.
The Two Towers.
Third.
Return of the Burger King.
God, you're insufferable today.
So speaking of them, by the way,
they're like some of the best movies ever. I mean, you know, call me fantasy crazy, but I love those movies. Go on.
Gollum, remember Gollum?
Sure do.
In the movie, my precious.
Of course.
My precious.
Yeah. Yeah.
My precious. Gollum just washed up on the beach. In Panama, in a lake in Panama.
Well,
scared the poo out of the children. Have you seen the photos?
It looks fake to me.
It looks like Gollum.
It looks fake.
No,
it does.
It doesn't look. You don't. I study these things.
You didn't send
me
this.
I study these
by the way.
Chupacabras and.
It's okay. I'll find it.
What do you mean I didn't send it to you? It's right in there.
No, it's not.
Are you on IM?
No.
Well, you're an idiot then. Why aren't you on IM?
God. Gollum Panama is the first suggestion when I type in Gollum. It's fine. I'll just bring it up. Hold your panties. Jeez. Yeah, I've seen the pictures. It looks fake to me. You guys, sorry everybody watching the audio later, but you can go ahead and look at it on your own.
You can see the show notes. Look at that thing. Look at it. Sarah, look at it.
Well, here's what I don't like about it is the way that the story goes is these kids were hanging out near the water having a good time. They say that they were like they were you know rushed by this creature. They beat it to death, and now it's sort of sitting there dead. I'm like, what is wrong with them? I mean, just run away or something. Don't kill it. It probably just wanted a friend. They say, by the way, that it was probably some sort of sloth-like mutation that happened, which is like so sad. I don't know. The whole thing's sad. I feel sorry for it.
What is it with these Panamanian children? They just, like, beat things to death.
Well, they need to just, you know, it's not right.
Okay, Sarah, thing crawled out of any body of water.
I would run.
Me. I would beat it.
No, you would not. You would
I
run.
I would stand my ground and
pee your
beat
pants,
it,
and you would cry.
And then I would call up Fox News, and I'd get featured.
I mean, I don't know. That whole thing
Look at the other photos, Sarah.
Well, there aren't any other ones on this particular...
Well, you're looking at a garbage page, then.
Well, you know what? If somebody would have sent me the...
Well, I gotta do all the work. You're the worst sidekick ever. You really are.
I would like you to do the show without me. Just try. Just try. I dare you.
Oh, by the way, there may not be a show next week.
Well,
but we're going to try to get around it just to let you guys know.
We're going
to,
Martin is probably going to be in an airplane when we normally do the show. So we're maybe going to do it at a different time. A jet liner. Big old jet Alano. Don't carry me too far
but
away.
But we're going to try to figure something
Whoa,
out. So just,
big old just, jet you know, Alano.
That's enough. Just follow like our Twitter feeds and stuff like that. So that if we do reschedule, those people who like to watch the live show, you know what it is.
What is your Twitter username, by the way, Martin? I've never asked.
At Martin Sargent.
At Martin Sargent.
Yeah.
I'm at Sarah Lane if you ever want to maybe tweet me.
People should follow us.
At Reply
I won
me.
A Shorty Award last year. I'm such an entertaining tweeter.
Please never sing, says Crave. Dude, I'm in on the joke. I'm not a good singer, but I still like to get jiggy with
you're gonna maybe we should play True or Poo right now, and you're gonna have to sing the theme song.
Are we ready?
Should we do True or Poo now?
I think we should.
Let's do it.
True or Poo, Sarah Lane, it's up to you. True or Poo, what is Marty gonna do? He's asking
you, really
you
suck.
If it's true or if it's really poo.
You know,
yeah.
When Sarah and also our other friend, Heather Frank,
We break windows.
When we would go to karaoke places, the people running it would really, they would shut off the speakers when they went up. And they were too drunk to even realize it. But it was a godsend. It was like, they're really bad.
Really bad.
Really,
you know,
terrible.
Sometimes it's...
And they'll pick these long-ass songs,
you know that
too.
Show Glee? It's like, it's just inside of me, you know? I just got to let it out. I got to get the
let out. Bust the window out your car.
Yeah, you're real good. Yeah, you're a real great singer.
I bust the window out your car. It's pretty good.
Well. Dude, Dirk Diggler, I get it. I'm pale.
Shut up, Dirk.
Talk about something else.
All right, here's how we play True or Poo.
I'm an Irish-American. Shut up.
I'm going to read three stories that might be ripped straight from the headlines, or they might be a big steaming pile of poo that came from my slack bowels. For each one of these, all you have to do is tell me if it's true or if it's poo. Okay. If you get two out of
three. True being true, poo being false.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you get two out of three, you
Thank
win.
You for
I get
clarifying.
Two out of three, I win.
All right.
I'm just going to cut right to the chase and say I want to play for drinks because you're drinking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me have a sip of that.
All right. Watch out for my lipstick.
Watch out for the. She doesn't say, like, watch out for the $100,000 worth of equipment. Just watch out for the lipstick.
I'm trying to help you out. I got lipstick on there. It's very unclosy. By the way, our friend Mauricio, one of his biggest pet peeves in life is girls' lipsticks on wine glasses or any glass. He finds it just disgusting.
Really?
And, like, nothing bothers Mauricio. Nothing except that. Just a little trivia.
He's also deathly scared of moths. Do you know that?
No.
And Mauricio is so scared of moths.
Are you kidding or no?
No.
Really?
He screams like a little girl.
You're such a liar. I don't like these, by
the
way.
I used to do this.
Popovers, they're...
I used to do this trick. You guys can try this one at home.
All right.
If you catch a moth, right? The way, you know how moths operate, like they fly around. They never kind of hit things oftentimes. You could take a moth and like just pop it in your mouth and it'll like fly around in there and it won't really hit the inside of your mouth. So then you can walk up to like... somebody in the hallway and just start talking and the moth, thank you Colleen, the moth will fly right out of your mouth and it'll freak them out.
That's like Silence of the Lambs stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Try it.
Did you know, a little more trivia, which you may or may not care about, the guy who played Buffalo Bill on the movie Silence of the Lambs, you know? Would you F me? That guy?
Uh-huh.
My friend who I grew up with.
Mostly in the bathroom.
Yeah. My friend from elementary and high school, Melissa Wyman, that's her dad. That movie came out when we were freshmen in high school, and she was like, it's my dad, you know, and everyone's like, he's the scariest villain ever. You know, the movie was a really big movie, got Best Picture, and it was her dad. Pretty fun. Anyway, go on.
All right, let's play True or Poo.
Right.
Are you ready for your first story?
Ready as I'll ever be, Marty, ready as I'll ever be.
Here it is.
All right.
A bridge in the Guangzhou province of China, from which 8 people just this month have jumped to their deaths, has been made safe, according to Chinese officials. When posting a guard at either end of the 1,000-foot bridge failed to prevent the suicides, officials ordered climbable parts of the bridge smeared in butter, making them impossible to climb. Since the bridge buttering, no one has jumped off the bridge. True or poo?
Bridge buttering. Okay. Now, here's just where my logic is going right now. Bridge buttering, ridiculous. You know you know that I'm going to say that. And I find it very hard to believe that you would have written this yourself and tried to pass it off as true because you know that I would immediately say, bridge buttering, that's ridiculous. However, you know that I would say what I just said to the point where if I say it's poo or if I say it's true because you couldn't possibly have written it, you'd go, it's poo, bridge buttering. Don't you know? Why would you ever say that was true? I know how this all goes. You know, we've done this song and dance once or twice. So bridge buttering, though. I mean, it's so stupid. What kind of butter? Did they mention that?
Butter.
What kind?
Chinese butter.
I don't think Chinese people eat a lot of butter.
Yak butter.
Interesting. Is that something you just came up with just now, or Or is that in the article?
No, it wasn't in the article.
Oh, it wasn't.
I'm just supposing.
You're just supposing. Just supposing. Oh, interesting. Man, bridge butter. I think that I'm going to have to go with my sour gut on this one. And my gut says that bridges don't get buttered. But it's too good to be poo. And therefore, I say true. I say true.
You say true?
Yeah.
You think that in China, where they don't even use butter in cooking, that they would butter a 1,000-foot footbridge to prevent suicides and that guards could not? This is what you're saying.
I know.
This is what you're saying.
It doesn't feel right, but nothing feels right on this game.
This is what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm saying it's true.
By the way, Sarah and I were talking poo to each other on Twitter all day about how...
Actually, you were talking poo to me, and you kept making grammatical errors.
I didn't.
You made an error about what standard time and daylight time is.
Whatever. I get confused. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You say that's true?
Yeah.
You say that that's true?
Yeah.
Judges, you are correct.
Yeah.
Yes, true. They buttered.
Oh, they buttered
an entire GD bridge over in China to keep people from jumping off of it.
You know what this
Sometimes,
is?
Sometimes the simplest
this is my
solution.
Jam.
Nuts.
You're nuts. I am on to you. You've been talking smack to me all week long. And you know what? It started out pretty well for old Sarah. Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for your next challenge?
Sure am. Feeling good. Feeling solid.
Here it is. Researchers in New Zealand have found evidence that a long extinct species of bird dined on humans. The birds, which were only the size of parakeets, would swarm their prey in massive flocks, ripping animals apart with their razor-sharp beaks. The researchers, which have known that the birds feasted on large mammals for years, have only now discovered fossilized remains that show human DNA in the birds' stomachs. True or poo?
Human stomachs. I mean,
the piranhas of birds.
But there wouldn't even be a stomach.
Birds don't have stomachs?
No, I mean, not a fossilized bird. The stomach is long gone. There's no stomach. This is poo. I could smell it a mile away. God, change your shorts.
Listen, when things...
It stinks of...
When things are preserved just so, there absolutely is tissue.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
But you said fossilized. That's not preserved. That's fossilized.
You've seen those fossilized things.
No, fossil
birds.
Is a fossil.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what it said in the newspaper.
I say it's poo. I say it's poo, and it's poo. That's what I say.
Judges! You are correct.
Yeah.
You're correct. Oh. Come on. Those were both good.
Good and dumb. Woo-hoo.
Are you ready for your final touch? Do you want to go double or nothing with me?
No, I already won.
Oh, you do. People at home want the double or nothing.
Fine, but I've won.
Okay, but
God.
Double or nothing.
No,
all
but
right.
You know what? No, it bothers me. You are undermining my win. You are. You're like double or nothing. Game's not
double
over.
Double or nothing. Look at the chat room. They're all saying double or nothing.
Oh, no.
What's the point of playing the last one?
Kawhi's
okay, double
Handler.
Or nothing, double or
there's
nothing, a, double
guys,
or nothing,
God,
double
I'm
or nothing,
you.
Double or nothing.
You all have gambling addictions.
Everyone
you all need
says
to go
it.
To rehab for your yeah. gambling addictions.
Oh, we need to go to rehab. It's 2 p.m,
you're
Sarah.
Drinking wine, too.
Colleen, put it there.
Well, I'll have it if you don't want it.
Here we go for double or nothing.
Fine, God.
You're fine.
You guys suck.
Here it is. And a huge boon to subsistence farmers the world over, researchers at the University of Kuopio in Finland have discovered that one of the best fertilizers for tomato plants is human urine. Surendra Pradhan, an environmental biologist, said that yields for plants fertilized with urine, which is rich in nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, quadrupled those of mineral-fertilized plants. The urine-fertilized tomatoes also contain more protein and were safe for human consumption. True or pee?
Pee?
Story about pee.
Finland, you say?
Finland.
What was the name of the town or the city?
It's the University of Kuopio.
How do you spell Kuopio?
K-U-O-P-I-O.
K-U-O-P-I-O. Doesn't really sound Finnish.
Okay, let me tell you something. If I'm writing a story, like making something up, and I wanted to set it in Finland, I would do a search on Finnish universities.
What, are you trying to tell me it's true?
No, I'm not saying anything regarding.
Because what you just said to me is like, hey, Sarah, it's probably true because...
That's not what I'm saying at all. I remember last week I did a... I'm offended is what I'm saying.
Well, you know, you do you blame
that.
Me?
I mean, there's been
the whole
a few,
point of this game is to try to trick me.
There's been
can
a
you really
few
blame me?
Incidents. I just want you to know there's been several incidents where, like, there's researchers at this Russian university or stuff. You just look that up. All right?
So, all right.
I'm a game master.
Let's talk this through.
I'm a game master.
All right, fine. Yeah, you're a real trustworthy guy when you're playing
Failed
a game. When you're
throw
trying to pull
one.
The wool over my eyes. Let me just, okay. Finnish university, human urine, plants growing. It's not that far-fetched. I know that there are a lot of sort of wives' tales about how human urine, like you can only drink pee like 3 times before it's fatal, you know, so there's a whole like, you know.
It looks like pee.
Pee, it does look like pee. It looks like pee if you've been drinking a bit.
Yeah. Mine looks like there's a little piece of poo in it.
Why? Why? It's probably your turnover. These, by the way, who would eat this?
Excuse me.
This is like...
My girlfriend Molly made those.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Bitch. Molly, these are very good.
You're awful.
I don't like them. But I mean, it has nothing to do with Molly. I just don't think I like popovers. I thought it was going to be like a Pop-Tart with fruit and stuff.
No.
And
you
sugar.
Want one of those? We could have stopped at Walgreens. I could have bought you some.
Would have been nice. Just saying. Would have been
last
nice.
Last time I bring you fresh baked goods.
So,
is it true or poo?
I think that it's true. Because I just don't feel like this is a very far-fetched thing.
You think that they just discovered now, after how many millennia...
Think of all the vitamins we're peeing
of
out.
Agriculture. They just discovered now that
people
pee,
in Finland are crazy.
That pee... is a good fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you are saying.
Vitamins.
This is what you...
I take like 17 vitamins a day. My pee is like, I mean...
And you still have terrible skin.
It'll save lives. No, I don't. I might be a little pale. I'm doing okay. I get a little breakouts now and then. God, you're such a jerk. Why am I even friends with you? We might end our friendship today. Not
we
sure.
Could.
We'll see.
We might.
All right.
What do you say? Well, I forgot
I said
what
it was true, Martin. I said it was true.
Judges! You're correct. It's true.
Double drinks. Double
Oh, that's
drinks.
Right. I ordered double drinks
oh,
now.
Nothing.
That's okay. Cause
up, murder.
That's okay, because I'm going to win it back when we play Tweetbeat Lightning Round later.
Preview.
But
I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast, but I'm pretty amazing. Right? I mean, right? Right?
No. You just guess. All you do is guess.
I'm a good guesser.
You can't suss anything out.
You know what? I was talking through all of this stuff today.
Yeah, but it's all based on crap.
Why?
Your deductions are based on crap.
Why must you shatter my moment? Why? I don't shatter your moment because you lose. But if you were to win, I'm sure I would be a very good sport.
Why don't you go take a shower?
I don't want to.
You know why I want you to take a shower?
Why?
A, because you reek, and B, because showers, they just discovered, can make you sick.
Oh, showers.
Taking a shower can actually make you sick. Something that you think is cleaning your body.
But it's because of the dirty water. I know all about this.
Yes, Steve Gibson does so shower.
Steve Gibson does not shower.
That's the terrible thing to say.
You know what's a security breach? Showering.
Why would anyone say that? Terrible. Showering can be bad for your health. It's the shower heads. The shower heads are dirty. They can deliver a face full of feces, or at least bacteria. I just like the alliteration. Face full of feces. That's almost an onomatopoeia.
Face full of feces?
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit. Especially if you said like face full of feces.
It's almost a palindrome too.
Speaking of palindromes and stuff like that,
yeah.
I would just like
go
to point
it.
Out.
Go for it. Palindrome me.
Now I have to remember what it was. You can't spell Sarah Lane without anal share.
Really?
Yes.
How do you know this?
You cannot spell Sarah Lane without anal share. I think that's telling.
Why do you know this about me? I mean, really, you're looking for my name on some palindrome generator online? It's so freakish and weird. I may have to change my address and my phone number.
You cannot spell. No, it's fun. Where is this site? There's this site. Molly, are you listening right
now? Oh, yeah.
Now?
By the way, Avatar Gooey in our chat room says, hey, Martin, that's an anagram, not a palindrome.
Well, you know
you
what I
mean.
You
big dick.
That's what I'm... Shut
he
up.
Wishes. So I hear. Palindrome's the same backwards as it is forwards. Like Evan Ave. That was a street that was perpendicular to me at one of our houses in Sebastopol. Evan Ave. Palindrome. Evan Ave. Also... I can't think of any other ones, but there are a lot. Palindromes are cool. Words are neat. The English language, beautiful thing. What are you looking at?
I'm doing one for my name.
Oh.
Martin Sargent. You can't spell Martin Sargent without mastering rant. That works, too.
I prefer anal share.
Yeah, I know you do.
Everybody's got one. Let's share.
What, a little sexual proclivity?
What? No, yeah. Just talking about it. I'm talking about being neat, obsessively neat. Cleaning your kitchen, for example. What were you talking about? I was talking about getting a group of girls together to gab about cleaning our kitchens.
I was talking
anal share.
I was talking about sodomy.
Oh, well, that's not fun. Unless you have butter.
There's a whole lot of fun things you can do with name anagrams here. Should we do one more?
I guess. I thought we were talking about how showers are going to kill
all
of us.
Yeah, but then we got...
You know, when we lived in L.A., Marty, I noticed
that... Okay, here's David Prager. Ravaged drip.
Ravaged drip?
Yeah, ravaged drip, David Prager.
Poor Prags. He's really, he's been, unfairly targeted on this show.
Yeah.
It's the popover, I'm telling you.
Let me try Steve
Makes
Gibson.
People very rude. What site is this?
It's deanjackson.dj/name-anagram.
The show is not rated R. We're not even cussing. You guys ever seen a PG-13 movie? There's a few...
Read the Bible.
Sexual situation.
Read the Bible. There's going to be more mention of sodomy than we've had on this show, all right? All right, so where were we? All right.
I don't know.
Taking showers can make you sick, yeah.
So can I finish my story, please, that I keep starting? I was trying to tell the story. When we lived in L.A., the water was awful, at least in Santa Monica. It smelled like chlorine, and I got one of those chlorine filters because I actually, Dr. Weil is this sort of nutrition expert, and I read his website, drweil.com, all the time.
Apparently, they don't have any natural cures for baldness.
He says, God, well, he grows hair on his face. It all evens out.
Bald.
Jeez, you know, one day you're going to be bald, and you're not going to make a lot of bald jokes. I see a little male pattern going on. A little bit. Anyway, he says that chlorine in showers is very bad for you because, you know, you get some in your mouth, you get into your skin, you're not supposed to be.
That guy's a flim-flam artist.
He's not. He's a
oh, you just like
Harvard
him
educated he, regular
you just like
doctor.
Him because Kevin really likes him.
No, I knew about Dr. Weil before Kevin was even born. I'm 4 months older than Kevin. Long enough to know about Dr. Weil. Anyway, my point is, I agree that taking showers can make you ill. If it's bad water in the pipes and it's going into your body and you're standing there absorbing it.
Specifically, lung infections.
Terrible.
They say that because, you know, most in recent years, more people take showers than baths, well, there's been a lot more lung infections.
Interesting.
And that,
I don't like taking baths. I think they're so boring. I wish I did.
I used to like to take baths.
Did you?
And I got sick of it. And, you know, when I had that place that had not one but two jacuzzis.
The Petro Hill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would only go in the things because I'm like, all right, I have them and they're.
Right.
I felt like I had to go in them. And I didn't really want to.
Well, an outdoor
even though that one, the outdoor one with
outdoor
the view of the whole
tub,
skyline.
That's a whole different thing. That's pretty nice.
That was nice.
To sit, it's funny, it's like every once in a while I'll draw a bath and I'll sit there and I get inside and the water's hot.
Yeah.
And you gotta like keep your hand out of the water if you're like reading and
that's
I'm bored.
That's exactly what it is because you go in there and you say, I'm gonna read this book or magazine.
Your hands start to hurt.
And you're reading it and like all you could think about is like, I just want to put
my hands down
in the water.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't because you're gonna ruin the book.
My hand's wet.
Yeah.
And then once you do that, you can't pick the damn book up again.
No, it's a terrible tease of an activity. It's disgusting. You know, it's all bad.
So they thought that this guy had a lung infection, maybe from taking too many showers. Turns out that is not what was wrong with him.
What was?
I'll tell you exactly what was wrong with him. He had a shard from a Wendy's restaurant plastic utensil lodged in his lung.
Good grief.
Yeah.
What in the...
He did. It was stuck in there.
Well,
and it had been in there for like 2 years, and he was in terrible pain. A 50-year-old Wilmington resident.
What? I mean...
His name was John Manley. He'd been in there for 2 years.
Look at that, by the way. That's what
that
it
was in
like.
His lung.
That
I mean,
does
it's
not
written
look good.
All over it.
Yeah.
And here's what he says. He's like, I like to take big gulps of my drinks. I don't know any other way of getting in there. That's how he's got to talk. Guy like that.
I don't know.
I like to go take a big gulp and I go out in my touching shed and I do a little touching. That's how he talks.
Well, here's what I want to know. Here's what I want to know.
I mean, who drinks a...
Here's the thing.
If he's
is
drinking
that,
a
I
drink,
guess, if
why some, you got a utensil in there? I mean, a frosty, I could see.
Sure. Well, the thing is like, I've never had anything lodged in my lung, to my knowledge. But I guess if something's down, you know, you might say, oh, my lung hurt, or, you know, something doesn't feel right down there, and you don't really know what it is, and time might pass. But at the moment that he swallowed this piece, wouldn't it have kind of hurt going, like, wouldn't the moment of impact?
It takes big gulps.
Something's going wrong here. Something's wrong. I just swallowed a shard that is now going into my lung. Ow! Also, how did it get into his lung? I mean, it just went rogue.
Went down the wrong pipe, Sarah.
Well, that's an old wives' tale. It doesn't really happen, the wrong pipe. The pipes are all how they should be, unless you're a golem monster in the water, then maybe you got a few chromosomes screwed up.
Do you like Wendy's?
No. No, I don't.
No?
I don't like any fast food.
I don't like redheaded girls. That's why I don't like Wendy's.
What about Dave Thomas? He was neat.
Dave Thomas was the first celebrity I ever interviewed.
You did?
Yes.
For Tech TV?
No, I was in high school.
What? Tell me the story.
I don't really
Tell
remember.
Me a story.
I asked him a question. I was like, do you get free food at Wendy's?
Oh, that's
something
cute.
Like that. I was a youngster.
Yeah, you were just a kid.
He said, no, I pay for them all, Martin.
He did?
Yeah.
Big liar.
I know. It's a total liar.
Dave Thomas. No, I don't. I don't have anything specifically against Wendy's. I just don't
ever
go there.
The chili is no fat and very few calories.
Is it meat based? Yeah. Well, then it obviously has fat. It's
How about the baked potatoes?
I don't like baked potatoes.
God, what do you
eat? I like mashed potatoes, and I like beans, and I like vegetables, and I like fruit, and I
like sushi. They have a salad bar at Wendy's.
Oh, please. That's like telling me to go to the salad bar at Sizzler. Give me a break.
You're too good for Wendy's.
I totally am. I'm too good for iceberg lettuce and Thousand Island dressing. From Wendy's, anyway. Sorry. I live in San Francisco. I'm a big food snob.
There are no Wendy's in San Francisco.
There aren't?
No. Well, I just realized it.
There's Wendy's up in where I'm from, in Sonoma County.
Well, I said San Francisco.
Wendy's and Carl's Jr., they're like kind of the same idea.
No, they're not.
Aren't they?
Carl's Jr. and Hardee's are the same thing.
Well, Hardee's is something on the East Coast. We don't
exactly. It's
don't
Carl's
think
Jr.
About,
on the East Coast.
You don't have Carl's Jr. You have
correct.
Hardee's. Oh, is it like Hellman's and Best Foods?
Yes,
Mayo?
Exactly.
Totally weird,
that's
by
exactly
the way.
That's exactly what it is.
It's Best
that's
Foods.
That's a perfect analogy.
It's Best no, Foods.
Bring out the Hellman's and
no,
bring out the best.
No, it's the same song. Bring out the best foods and bring out the best.
Yeah, well, what makes more sense?
Best Foods. Hellman's? What is this, some devil-worshipping company? What's the matter with them? Hellman.
Speaking of devil worship.
What about it? Well, this is going to be a fun little segue.
Sarah, do you still worship Satan?
No, I kind of got...
I know you got into it for a while.
It just started to feel kind of...
No, Sarah like, never worshipped Satan.
It was a phase, okay?
She was Wicca.
I was three. No, I was, you know, curious.
so a Satanist-loving teen... a Satanist-loving teen. I think that was the headline of the article, was it not? A Satan-loving teen
Satan
or something
loving.
Like that?
Yeah.
15-year-old girl. She worships Satan. She was arrested on Tuesday of lighting her church on fire.
Oh!
Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, you know, the Mormons.
The Mormons. Yeah. This is in California, too.
She hates the church as she worships the devil, said the fire chief. That's the reason why.
The official word is, you know, she's just being herself, you know?
No, well, wait, but here's, okay, there were people in the church,
There were
people, there were 50 people in the church inside when the blaze took place. The flames were about 4 feet high inside the chapel. Church facilities director Pat Elmer said.
So she's actually like straight up.
She tried to burn the church down.
She's actually doing this. I mean, I'm not condoning her actions, but she's definitely making it seem as though she is hanging out with Satan.
None of that is all that interesting to me.
Why?
This is what makes this story so wonderful.
Okay.
The reaction of her mother.
Oh, her mother must have been pissed.
Yeah.
Must have been real pissed.
I would think, you know, in like, you know, the Mormon church, you know, it's like, you know, this is, you know, I would think that they would be strong disciplinarians. I don't know that for sure.
I think that they, for the most part, are they discipline
Here
their children.
Was the mother's quote? Well, you know, kids sometimes don't always act like what their parents want them to. Everybody knows that. Your daughter worships Satan and burned down the church with everyone in it.
I mean, this is not like, hey, I started, you know, I set the chicken coop on fire, you know.
Well, kids will be kids.
I mean, first of all, if no one was hurt.
That's my girl.
Then, you know, she's always been a free spirit.
She marches to the beat of a different drummer, that one.
She's just a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know those teens. Trying to find themselves. So she burned down the parish. Or whatever the Mormons call them.
I'm going to cancel that MTV.
You know, I think she might need her phone privileges taken away for a night.
Missy, you are grounded. I will not have you burning down the church.
There will be no ice cream at dinner tonight for you, little miss. Little miss can't be wrong. You know what? You were wrong.
Oh, you.
No more church burning. Like, yeah. Don't be nuts. Mormonism. Not for her.
Fascinating
apparently.
Religion. Fascinating religion. You know, I once wrote an essay.
By the way, her name was Pebbles.
I once wrote, no, that was the fire chief's name.
No, it was
Christian Pebbles. Oh. No, they didn't release her name because she's 15.
Oh, right.
I wrote a very interesting paper once on how Jack Kerouac's On the Road is actually a retelling of the Mormon migration west.
God, you're such a nerd. Like a really big one.
It's I had an interesting thesis, but I'm not going to go into that right now. But, you know, learn about the Mormon migration west and then read On the Road and you'll see what I'm talking about if you do a good close reading.
Hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Which one do you want to do here? Man trades father's Lincoln for $50 in crack. I mean, I think that's the story, right?
Oh, that's. I mean,
that's
this,
it.
This
it's
is
all
actually.
In the headline, right?
This is actually pretty much.
Do they show the guy?
Satan loving teen was my favorite story of the week.
Yeah.
Until I read about the crack kid.
Oh, you like this one?
Oh yeah.
Not a kid. 39-year-old.
Well, yeah.
A Lincoln. I mean, next
well,
to
it depends
a, next
on
to
what
a
kind
Cadillac,
of Lincoln. Not every Lincoln is so great.
They're pretty nice. I mean, Lincolns are a proud American automobile. They're not Cadillacs, but they're close. I would
like
get a Lincoln.
A Lincoln Town Car.
Yeah, I would get a Lincoln.
Well, that's. By the way, can you just buy a Lincoln Town Car? You have to be like a.
Yeah.
Like a.
Those are different. Those are like the executive editions. But yeah, you can buy one of those. Oh, I'd like one actually.
Well, so.
I think they're great. I miss those days of getting picked up in those things.
So, yeah, I know, right? Lincoln, great. What exactly happened? What exactly happened?
The guy stole his father's Lincoln and traded it for $50 for the crack.
15?
50. Same thing.
Yeah.
How much? We have any crackheads in the chat room? Like, how much is $50 worth of crack?
50.
Like how many rocks is that? I figure you get a rock for what? $3 to $5?
I would have no idea, but I bet you could ask Whitney Houston.
Ask internet. Say how much is a crack rock?
How much is a crack rock? Somebody in the chat room is obviously a crackhead.
Here's the other thing, like how long is that gonna get? Is that like a night?
$50 worth of crack?
Yeah.
I think crack is pretty cheap. Isn't that the whole idea?
Yeah.
It's like,
also very addictive. So like, do you just burn through your $50 worth of crack in one night? You just keep smoking it until it's gone?
Maybe $50 is like a week's worth.
You think?
I don't know. Or just a really fun few hours. Really, really fun. I don't know. See, okay, so can I, I don't know what crack feels like, but I know of...
It's just like freebase and cocaine.
No, it isn't.
Just joking.
Now that's a whole different thing. That I know of. No. What is free? Is freebasing mean smoking?
I think so, yeah.
What's chasing the dragon? Same thing? That's hard heroin.
Think chasing the dragon is when they do it on, what do you call it, like a tinfoil thing and that.
But that's still smoking, yeah. Right? Same
I thing. Think. Like I don't
heating
know.
Heating it up with fire?
Chat room, you guys
are the experts.
Somebody said chasing the dragon is speedballing.
But they, no.
Oh, it's heroin and crack.
Heroin and crack?
Is that what it is?
You can't mix those two. I mean, they're both so bad on their own. People do that? Wait, doesn't crack make you like this and heroin makes you down like this?
You kids don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You're all a bunch of kids.
I don't... You're just damn kids.
The chat. See, that's why I can't look at the chat room when we're playing our games, because half of them want me to fail and half of them want me to succeed. You know? I don't know who to believe. Just a bunch of kids.
Just a bunch
kids
of
kids at heart, that's
damn
for sure.
Damn Satanist kids in that chat room. Burning down churches,
you know,
smoking
the next
crack
time you guys
rocks.
Burn down the church, think of what your mother's going to say. Just think. Just for a second.
Anyway.
I don't know how much $50 is going to get you, but I know that if a guy sold his dad's car for $50 worth of crack...
He's going to get a licking.
Well, he's going to get a licking, but crack must be a hell of a drug.
I know. Aren't you kind of, you know, in that, a way, aren't you kind of like,
like, is it?
That's got to be something special.
It's got to be an amazing thing. I have a friend who had a brother who ended up being addicted to crack. And it's very, very, I mean, nothing good about that story. But I know that he kind of said, you know, he tried it once and that was it. He couldn't stop. And
yeah,
then years went by. I think he's okay now.
There's an old crackhead who hangs out near the bar where I hang out. Gary. I'm sure you've seen him.
Gary the crackhead? Is he still on the street sheet?
Yeah. No. The guy with the beard. Oh. He's always sitting outside Safeway, too. very polite, very well read. He's like, I used to have like a good job, family, four-bedroom house in Sacramento. He says, one time I smoked crack, and he's like, I knew I wanted to do this the rest of my life.
And he's still smoking.
Still smoking crack.
And he's happy with his decision. I guess he doesn't have a choice.
I guess not.
Don't do drugs. That's so scary.
There was an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I didn't see, but Molly was telling me about it. Apparently, they're having a conversation much like we are. Like, what is it about crack? I mean, it's got to be something.
Yeah.
You know.
Something,
must
you know.
Really make the bells ring, you know? And they get hooked on crack just to see what it's like.
Really?
And of course, that's not a good idea.
That's not a good idea. I mean, it's in all honesty, I mean, it's
But you
do just, you know, it, sort of morbid curiosity. You wonder, what is a feeling so great that you would lose a home and a family and say, you know what?
Yeah.
I choose the crack.
It's like, exactly.
The crack is better than anything else I've ever built
up. It's one of those things that you're always thinking about, you're never going to do, but you're like, I like bestiality.
No. I would so much rather do crack than F a horse. You know what? And that's all I'm going to say about that. Sorry, everybody who's eating dinner or watching the show with their children around the fire.
There's two more stories in our queue, and they're both pretty good.
Are they? Are they?
I think so.
Are you sure?
Do you want to do both? I mean, this one. Okay, so this one we can just really go quickly through the postman one.
Oh yes. Yes.
I mean, he was just delivering. He would always go through people's mail and like steal their porn out.
Well, so here's the.
And you're not going to report him.
Here's the deal.
You can't report it. Like,
here's the deal with this dude. So this guy, you know, he's a postal worker. His job is to deliver the mail. And I've always sort of wondered about this. You know, is there ever sort of, you know, because you think these are people who have to be trustworthy, but then they also go postal. And there's this whole, like, what's going on in the postal industry? You know, people go a little, but you assume that they have to be very upstanding citizens because they're delivering very special cards and packages and things of value to, you know, from one place to the other. This guy became familiar with certain names of companies that he knew people were ordering from that were pornographic.
Yeah.
And he would open up the packages, maybe take a few, you know, adult DVDs or panties or something of that nature, seal it back up, and send them to the people. This went on for 10 years before he was ever found out. 10 long years. And I got to say, I would be pretty devastated if I thought my postal worker was sniffing through my mail. I am not ordering adult DVDs. Let's just get that straight. But if I was, I would not want to think that the mailman knew what I was doing and possibly was interested and maybe would open it. It's a breach of trust.
The postman always comes twice.
Okay. For 10 years.
It's not a. did I ever tell you how when I was a kid I got porn?
What does that mean? I got porn
when I was young, like 14, 15 or something like that. I really wanted an adult magazine.
Okay,
like every 14, 13, 14, 15 year old boy.
Yeah,
does.
I mean, don't.
But you can't just go to the store, to the newsstand, and buy these
because you have to be
18 or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Sure. Isn't somebody's dad having under his mattress or something?
I didn't know of anyone. All right.
Uh-huh.
I wanted my own.
Oh God.
Here's what I did.
Okay.
And this is clever. I did this. I'm proud of this. I wrote a letter saying that it was from a local college, and that I was an advanced art student and that I was enrolled in a figure drawing class. And that because of budget cuts, they could not afford to hire the nude models anymore.
Oh, my.
And that this note was from the teacher saying, we have some advanced students who are still in high school, blah, blah, blah. We ask the proprietors of these stores to let them buy. So I remember the guy's like, he looks at the note. He looks at the note and he's like, I thought there's no way this guy's here. He looks at it, he's like, you got one hell of a teacher, kid. And like he goes,
what
back
did you
to like,
did you have like a it was select, like a Playboy or like a Hustler?
Well, here's the thing. He's like, which one of these do you want? He's like, this one's a little raunchy. I'm like, no, it's fine. I think it was Penthouse.
Because it was a, I mean, come on. Like, you need a penthouse for a nude modern class.
I know, it's
like,
crazy.
Nobody's like, you know, spread eagling for
that
art
is
class.
Not a poo story. That is not a poo story.
The chat room's like, poo! This never happened.
That
we're not actually
a
playing a game
story.
Right now. He's telling us a story of his
that
youth.
Happened, and I'm...
And explain so much. God, I'm really chafing on this
it.
Ball today.
I mean...
A lot of chafing.
That's an industrious, clever kid.
If that really happened,
I had my eyes on the prize.
I gotta give you...
That happened, everyone.
Gotta give you a...
I should blog about that.
A standing O.
I should blog about that.
Please do. Yeah.
I'm going to.
You should. It's. I mean, it's sweet. It speaks to the kind of kid you must have been. Real nerdy. Overthinking everything, you know. Going through all that trouble just to get a dirty magazine.
Yeah. Well, it was worth it.
You probably still have it.
Woo.
Yeah, I bet. Mm. Penthouse. I think it's better than that.
They got Leslie's in there.
Whoa.
I want to play Tweetbeat?
Yes, I do.
Let's do it.
All right. Damn it.
Tweetbeat, lightning round. It's time for Tweetbeat. I said it's time for Tweetbeat. Mr. Martin Sargent said Tweetbeat. Are you ready for the one and only Tweetbeat? Hey, everyone. It's time to play the game, The Hall. The whole internet is buzzing about it. It's called Tweetbeat. Let me explain to you the rules, Sarah Lane. I'm going to say two words or phrases that sound similar. All you have to do is tell me which of those words or phrases was tweeted the most in the past 24 hours or which has a louder Tweetbeat. Do you understand the rules?
I think so.
We're going to do it a little different. We're doing Tweetbeat lightning round.
Tweetbeat lightning round.
Lightning bolt. Lightning bolt.
What could that possibly mean?
Lightning bolt. Hurry.
I'm trying.
You're terrible at that.
Whoa. What was that?
Whoa. There's a storm brewing. All right. Here's how lightning round works. We're going to actually do five instead of the normal three.
Oh.
You only have 10 seconds for each one.
Oh, good grief.
Because it's lightning round. All right. Here is your first challenge.
Okay.
Which has a louder tweet beat?
I don't know yet.
Kathleen Sebelius or B.O.S.? Kathleen Sebelius or B.O.S., which has a louder tweet beat?
I mean, talk Colleen talked about B.O.S. I saw that. B.O.S. for life. Kathleen, B.O.S.
Kathleen Sebelius is, you know who that is?
No.
The Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Oh, her, whatever, B.O.S.
3, 2, final answer?
Yeah.
You're correct.
Yeah.
50. Kathleen Sebelius, 50. B.O.S. at 216.
Making me smart.
Drinks. Double or nothing on the drinks.
Oh, come on.
Double or nothing.
We're only one for three.
Here is your next challenge.
This is one for one. Much.
Just relax or soda tax.
Soda tax.
Just relax or soda tax. This is lightning round.
Just for laughs?
Just relax.
Just relax. Soda tax. Soda tax. Final. Yeah.
You're correct.
Yeah.
Soda tax 415. Just
wait a
relax
second.
209.
I've just won.
I can't believe it.
I've just won.
No, it's best of five.
Oh.
Remember, lightning round is best of five.
Well, I'm sorry.
Here's your next one.
So worried
Which
about getting hit by
tweet
lightning.
Beat? God, I haven't won anything yet today. Which has a louder tweet
beat? Sucks so bad.
Netanyahu or screw you?
Netanyahu
or screw you?
Oh, God.
The Prime Minister of Israel or screw you?
Screw you. Who says screw you? Netanyahu.
Final?
Yeah.
You are incorrect.
No.
I'm coming back. Netanyahu 232. Screw you 527.
Does anyone have an umbrella?
Here is your next challenge.
Okay.
Missed my bus or I am the walrus. Missed my bus or I am the walrus.
Which has a louder
tweet
beat?
It's
got to be I'm the walrus because of Beatles Rock Band. I'm the
walrus. Final?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really close.
I don't care.
We're almost there.
I just have to say what I think.
I am the walrus. Cuckoo. Good judge. Just say you're correct.
I'm correct.
I am the walrus. 93. Missed my bus 86.
Wow. That is an intense game. Can we all just take a step back? Folks.
Fringe and bones are ringtones. That was going to be the last one. Fringe and Bones.
Dude, I won by a landslide. I know. I won this entire freaking game.
I understand. I won this entire
freaking show.
This is not for anything. Fringe and Bones are ringtones.
Fringe and Bones.
Wrong. Ha ha. That was it. That was for Double or Nothing.
No, it wasn't. You didn't say
nothing.
That. I've won, and I feel that I am a very good person.
Yeah.
Today.
All right, new games. You guys want new games? You don't like those games anymore? Maybe next week we'll
play. There's nothing better than Lightning Round Preview.
Maybe next week we'll play Font or Cheese.
Font or Cheese?
Yeah, I'll say a word, and you have to tell me if it's a font or a cheese. I didn't come up with that game, though, but it's fun.
I saw it on Twitter. I just didn't click.
It's fun.
You know what we should do? We should do a game where you kind of need three people or more, where you say, like, you go, like, kinds of birds, and you have to go in a circle and, like, keep going until somebody messes up.
I used to do a different game every weekend, Infected, but I had a much bigger range because you could be really dirty on that show.
Uh-huh.
So it was, like, children's book or bestiality porn. And it was, like, really hard, believe it or not.
Oh, I forgot to say tweet thee on the screen. Sorry, guys. You guys must have been so confused. I think that we should play more games.
I
enjoy Lightning Round because you know why?
I do too. I'm furious.
I think well on my feet. I've won two Lightning Rounds in a row now. So not actually sure if you want to do that again. I think it's something about, you know, when the skies get gray overhead, you know, and there sort of starts to be an electricity in the air.
It's almost double the work for me.
Yeah, well. Yeah. It's going to kill you.
Hey, that was a really fun day and a really fun show. I enjoyed it start to finish.
Me too.
How about everyone in the chat room? Did you guys enjoy that?
Somebody's going to say worst twiff ever.
Worst twiff ever.
Yeah. You're spitting. You're totally salivating.
That's why there's a spit guard on the thing. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for... I hate people who go
I'm sleepy.
You know what really
Hey, guess what? When you're sleeping,
really
you don't
boring?
Type in chat rooms.
You know what's really boring? People who say zzz. Come up with something new.
Hey, are you a fly buzzing in my ear?
No, they're all doing it. I love these guys.
God,
everyone, thanks so much for watching, for listening. We're going to try to be back next week, but forgive us if we don't end up doing a show, but we're going to try our best.
We're going to try to
pay attention to our Twitter feeds, and we'll let you know.
To juggle the
schedule.
We'll
let you know. All right, everyone?
And we'll let you know.
Until then, have fun.
Twiff out!